Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. Sorry, this episode is up late this week and I took a break last week because I was in Ireland, and I meant to get this up a few days ago, but I just got back from Ireland and was exhausted, and then it just took a little while to edit, but excited because I'll be in a studio next week. So that won't be next week's episode, because next week's episode I recorded also before the pandemic, but so in 2 weeks that episode will be in a studio and we'll have a video, and the guy who's doing it is gonna like do all the audio and video, so that's really exciting. And I'll be putting a good chunk of the video on YouTube. I'll still be putting a full video only on Patreon, and I do solo episodes there, so if you guys want to sign up, it's patreon.com/theshiftpodcast, and I'm gonna put up next week's episode there early tonight, and then that'll be up back to regular Tuesday night Wednesday morning scheduling. But thank you you know, for the last few years listening and everything. We're into 2023, so it's exciting. And I hope you've had a lovely New Year's and a lovely Christmas if you celebrate, or just a break off if you don't. But this week's episode is with Chris Scopo. He is a New Yorker comedian. I've known him for years, so we have a fun episode looking up Reddit dilemmas of like dating dilemmas, and we just give advice and have the crack. So it's a lot of fun. And yeah, I hope the audio is okay, because we did shout at each other at one point, but I tried to fix it as much as possible, so hopefully it's okay, but that won't be a problem in the future, so that's exciting. And what was the other thing? Thank you to everybody who came out to the Dublin shows. I had so much fun. They were amazing, so thanks a million. You guys are the best. And going to be doing more headlining shows in America, so if you go to my website, it's katieboylecomic.com, and you can sign up to the email list there. It's actually the first, it's like the landing page, and you can just put where you live on your email list. And that way I can get a gauge on where I should be going. So, and thank you to everybody who already signed up to that. So I need to go through that soon. And what was the other thing I want to say to you is, please rate, review. That'd be great. And that's really it. Oh yeah, let me know if there's any guests that you know are like based in New York, any comedians or whoever. If there's like anyone you like that you'd love to see on the podcast now that we have a studio, it's exciting. So yeah, just DM me at Katie Bill Comic or email contact@theshift. I check that not that regularly, but I'll try to get better at checking it. Or you can even just message me on Patreon. If there's any advice you want us to go through, please or give, you know, you want the guests to give advice on, please just again message me. And other than that, thanks again, and hope you guys are having a great 2023 already. I can't believe it's 2023, that's crazy. Enjoy this episode, and please follow Chris, Chris Scopo everywhere, and I'll talk to you next week. Love you all, bye.
We're on here talking about sex, huh? I am not an expert at it, but I've done it a couple times.
Just a couple? A
couple times.
Okay, so for the listeners, we have Chris Scopo.
Hello.
You don't have a podcast right now, do you?
No, I'm independent, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going rogue.
Well, you're on Instagram at Chris Scopo.
I'm on the internet.
On TikTok, you do content.
Find me on the internet.
You get reshared by cool people.
Couple cool people.
Yeah.
Couple
yeah.
cool people reshare my things. Yeah. I'm a friend of Andrew Schultz.
Yes, that's exactly right. What I was thinking.
He likes me. I don't know why. I tell him, I'm like, you're too famous to be my friend.
He's like, just very nice.
He's like, I go, you should not. I go, he answers my text messages, which is weird.
I mean, he should do that though.
Respond, but like, he's too. Like, if he one day he was like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I get it. I don't understand. Like, you're way too famous.
But that's the way it should be. It should be like, you shouldn't get famous and then forget the people you were friends with.
There's a couple people I'd leave behind if I ever got that famous.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to be the person left behind.
No. But I'm
sure he left behind other people where he's like, you've been dragging me down.
I am sure he did. But you know what? This guy made the list. Yeah. I'm on the list, baby. I'm at the door. The bouncer's letting me in.
We're going to do Reddit dating advice. So I'm going to find one. There's one here. This is for some of the girls and women out there. If you're into him, then ask him out. Okay, no, wait. I want one where they're asking for advice, not giving advice. Oh, here we go. She wanted to wait before having sex so we can connect mentally. Now she's ready, but I'm not sure if I am. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun,
dun. Wait. How long do they wait, though? You gotta go more into this.
Well, I said they're both in their 20s. We've been dating a few months. Jeez.
Oh, jeez. I mean, all right.
I know.
I would have tapped that after 3 weeks.
I'm like, yeah, you should wait. But in my head, I'm thinking like 3 or 4 dates.
How many dates do you wait?
I try three.
I go three is like, and if it's three on the third date we've had sex, okay. But like if it's like 5, 6, I'm like, what are you, Mother Teresa? What are you doing here? Yeah. What are you holding your flower for anybody? Let's go and see if it's going to work out. Because we could be a total dud with each other. And then we got to end it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I like to wait to actually get to a point where you're like, you're building up the excitement, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, that's like three or four dates.
Yeah, I think 3 or 4 dates is normalcy.
Yeah, I mean, like, whatever you want. But yeah, I think months would be like, I don't know. It's also, for me, having sex, I get more comfortable with them. And then the pillow talk is where you really get to know the person.
Yeah, you get in there.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, so I always think that's long, 3 or 4 dates. But then you hear other people.
How many, 3 or 4 dates could be what? Like, it's probably like a month.
Yeah, like a month. But I've had 3 or 4 dates in a week and then had sex. So.
All right, well, we know how to get to Katie's heart.
I think me and Lena had sex after like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you also know each other probably from comedy.
Yeah, we knew each other for years.
So it's years. Yeah. You should have been giving up the first night.
And we did sexual stuff the first night. We just didn't have sex.
Yeah, okay, sexual stuff. That's
hilarious.
Well,
he did it.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you make him wait. That's rude, too.
Yeah.
That's very rude to make a guy. You should just at least go in. Don't be like, hey, listen, you can do stuff to me, but I'm not doing anything to you. That's so I know.
I did. No, I said to him, because I was really drunk, but I said, I don't want to like have sex or do anything. He was like, yeah. He was like, but you want to just come back and stay? And I was like, cool. And then when we came back, he was like, I can do stuff to you. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it back. And he's like, okay. And I'm like,
at least,
okay.
At least you know.
So we definitely had a conversation about it. Yeah. But yeah, this person, I don't know. This is like a young person. Okay. Here we go. We've been dating for a few months, and honestly, in all my past relationships, sex has always happened immediately and easily. But with her, it's different. She asked me for time to connect, be emotionally intimate, and feel comfortable with each other before we actually have sex. Honestly, I said sure, but we are dating anyways, and I figured I'm sure it will be worth the wait, and sometimes sex can complicate things, so why not? But honestly, sex was big on my mind. I figured, Jesus, this guy's writing an essay. I figured, sure, I'll wait for a bit and see where she's about. This sounds like an Irish person. Sure, I'll wait. Or maybe just the way I'm saying it. For a bit and see what she's about.
You're Irish.
But just, I feel like Irish people say, sure, I'll wait. I've never heard an American say, but maybe it's sure.
Sure, I'll wait. I think that's a global sentence. Okay, I don't think it's just to Ireland.
My linguistics degrees, I don't have that. She explained she's a demisexual, which I honestly had to read to understand.
Ugh, what is that?
I think we both are also going to have to read to understand. But I think it's where you're attracted to the personality over looks. So you need to like get to know them before you get wet.
I can't stand these like demisexual, sapiosexual. Sapiosexual, I've realized, is someone who you like... You're turned on by the words.
Yeah.
It's just weird to me. Just be like, I don't know. I don't. I like people's
sapiosexual
mind.
Sapiosexual is the same as demisexual, I feel.
It's the same thing?
Because you're attracted to intelligence. Oh, maybe that's different. That means you want someone smart. No sapios coming for me.
Yeah, right. Me neither. I'm not in the sapiosexual world, yeah.
Every
the way my accent sounds, yeah. The girl's just like, ooh, I get wet when he says contractor.
Yeah, every sapiosexual listening to this is not getting turned on by either of us.
No, they hear us. They turn this off right here. He goes, why is an Irishman and a construction worker talking?
Yeah. So if you're the opposite of sapiosexual, you're probably getting real hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we waited for 2 to 3 months. I admittedly wanted to make moves. I respected that boundary and just connected, although it was very annoying to work with at first. She took me by surprise. because we started doing things I never enjoyed or even experienced without sex clouding things. We would, we have wood. I don't know what that means. Stay up late and talk.
I think that was what he would be.
That's why he clarified she's a demisexual and not a sapiosexual.
No, we have wood was his overall status.
Oh, that's what he was feeling for 3 months. Yeah.
We have wood.
Timber. We would talk, stay up late and talk, and I mean really capital letters talk about who we wanted to be and what we shared our views on deep past traumas. But I mean, friends do that too. But anyway, I guess, yeah, he's just really emotionally connecting. We had days where we would have nap dates, nap in a room with movies. When something, it sounds like you're 16.
Nap dates?
You're 16. This is what you do when you're 16 as well, and you're waiting for sex. When something good happened, we were the first person we wanted to share with each other. We shared our goals and came up with plans. And okay. Anyway, they did a lot, and it scared him. He took a bath together.
You took a bath together and no sex?
Yeah, she washed my back and kissed my shoulders, and we listened to our favorite songs and fell asleep in the warm water. I even let her pop my pimples when she asked.
This guy's disgusting. This guy's a disgusting human being. First of all, how do you sleep in water? You psycho, you're gonna drown? And then you let pop your pimples but not pop your penis? What's wrong with you?
You should have a podcast. You know, there's all these like anti-shame podcasts. You should have a podcast where it's like gonna shame you.
I mean, pop your pimples is very, very personal.
It's a very specific thing to share. Yeah. It's probably unnecessary to share here as well. But I guess he's maybe trying to show how intimate they were getting before sex, which I guess you wouldn't do. Most people wouldn't do any of this before sex. Most people have sex before they're comfortable making a phone call to the person.
Hey, don't call me. What's wrong with you? If you call me, I'm like, when I called you today, I was like, Kay's gonna think I died. Or like, I'm not making it. I was like, no one calls anybody. I didn't want to text you, I was driving. Then I was like, she's gonna definitely think I'm canceling this podcast.
No, I just figured you were either outside or late. Okay, wait. Pimp my popples. My popples? Pop my pimples. We're lost it. Oh, took a bath together with no sex, washed, kissed my back. Oh, yeah. She even met my parents and they love her. She showed me things I needed to unlearn and grow from with, and I'm focused on being a better man. She's the only woman I realized I didn't have to try with, and I could just relax and just be. No games, no presentation, no trying to earn affection, just be. Last night was my birthday and I spent the day with her. We cuddled and played video games. We made out. We even had a small conflict and then talked our way through it. Jeez. We stayed up late drinking coffee and relaxing. That's a contradiction. Coffee does not relax you. I lost it again. She let me know she's ready to have sex after 2 months, but I told her not tonight. She was confused, and honestly, so was I. I realized sex in the past complicated things, and I had such a good day with her. I wanted to stay connected and just enjoy it all without anything clouding it for today. I am a guy. No fucking duh. I have a high sex drive.
No, you don't.
And I'm highly attracted to her, but sex isn't a priority anymore with her. And now I'm hesitant because I don't want it to ruin or cause imbalance on what we are enjoying and building. We aren't official yet, but we aren't talking to anyone else or seeing anyone else. Like, which is the same as being official, but whatever.
She popped your pimples. You're dating.
Yeah, sorry. Pimple popping is like after I love you.
Yeah.
He said, what's going on? What's wrong with me? And if you hear noise, that's the cat scratching, because he just loves to come in when the podcast's on and make as much noise as possible. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
You
what's
make
up?
A cameo?
I think he was bothered by this guy's thing here, which is fine. This guy, probably a young guy, but like, what are you going to, you got to have sex. It's like, don't worry about anything. What's wrong with you? She's doing everything else. You're meeting your parents. You're in a relationship.
It's also like now he obviously whatever relationship he's had with other women hasn't been like having a girlfriend that's also your friend. So that's why he's having this like really intimate.
Having a partner, Katie.
Yeah, I know.
A partner together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And
it's weird to have a partner. I've never had a partner. I don't know what the hell that's about.
You don't even say a word. You make it sound like you were like a cop.
I make it sound like I'm in 1980s.
My partner died.
I'm in the 1980s and I don't respect the word partner now. It's you have a girlfriend or boyfriend. That's what it is.
I think for him, it's like, yeah, he waited, it's more of a big deal in his head, and now he doesn't want it to be all about sex. But like, I think it's like anything. We always just, my therapist says, we catastrophe. Therapist.
Therapist? Okay.
Yeah. Turning all the sapiosexuals off. But the demis, I got them. therapist says we catastrophize. How do you say that word? Catastrophize.
I mean, you're asking me. I have no idea.
Yeah. But, well, that's what he's doing. He's like, well, we've had sex. Now we're not going to have baths and she's not going to pop me. And it's like, no, you'll still do that. You'll get even closer.
Yeah. If it's bad sex, don't worry about it. Keep trying.
Bad sex. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're already building.
He's probably going to. I mean, listen, they're probably going to have bad sex. Let's be real. It's not going to be. Yeah, not at first.
Really?
They're both going to be nervous. They're obviously not experienced sexual because they would have been dead sex a while ago. So it's not like they're not just, they're banging left and right. They know what they're doing constantly. They're probably young.
They said 20s.
Yeah, you're young. You're in 20s. So you're young. You don't really know what's going on. You're probably not going to have great sex at first, but you got to keep plugging away. That's the good point of sex. You keep trying.
Yeah, and this was only a month ago as well. I wonder if they did have sex. Also, yeah, just have sex. It's, again, catastrophe. Like, what are you going to not have sex with her for the rest of your life? Because you're worried it's going to, you're just going to be in a relationship where you don't have sex?
I mean, that's a lot of relationships, but you kind of usually...
Yeah, just have sex, and in 10 years, out, you'll be back here where you are.
Yeah, you usually start... Yeah, yeah. Do the whole 4 years of, like, banging away, and then after 4 years, 5 years, you don't have sex, you're back. You're back into the beginning of it.
You have a bath again.
Yeah, you're actually in the end of relationship. That's what you're in right now.
It's like, now me and Leland are like... I mean, pimple popping is like... That's what you do when you're kind of like... You're too close.
Yeah, yeah, you got a mortgage. You got a mortgage and two kids. And they gotta go to sports activities this weekend.
Get that thing off your back. Let me get it for you.
Yeah, that's fun to when you like you see something like but you want to like pop it. Like, give me that. Give it. Let's go. It's nothing sexual. Just give me that shit.
Yeah, it's fun, but then like it's really disappointing when you go to pop someone's pimple, but it's not ready to pop, and it's not. And then you're looking at it for days.
But then you're like, but yeah, it builds up.
And you're waiting.
It's kind of like sex. It's kind of like this guy in sex. It's like you're building it up.
That's why he's having more fun with the pimple
pop. Do you ever have like a pimple pop and like, that's gonna be mine? And then like 3 days go by, he's not ready yet, and then they pop it themselves.
Yeah,
it's like
that.
Piece of shit. That was mine. I wanted to pop.
I hated having acne, but I did love when it would pop out on the mirror.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's like, it felt like a little tiny orgasm.
Also when it like, so but you, when you're doing it and then it like you do it,
that's what I mean, and
like
it goes, it's the relief,
the release from like say your face or whatever, and it's right
amazing.
In there, it's a good one.
Yeah, and then it hits and you're like, it's so satisfying.
Do you ever have one that just keeps going?
Yeah, I still get those sometimes, because right now the acne I get is where it's like 5 all in one.
Ooh, I never got bad acne, but like if I did, it was all my shoulders and stuff. My brother used to love doing that.
Yeah.
He used to like pop the shit out of my pimples.
Yeah, my cousin would do that. My friends would do that. This advice here, I just caught my eye, was someone goes, and sex could make them connect even more, even deeper. And then someone goes, only about 4 inch deeper, but still. And then someone goes, big boy bragging about his 4 inches. I wonder if they...
She's reading. Sorry.
There's just people commenting their advice. Someone said, this is exactly it. I am demisexual as well. This post is beautiful. You have found true intimacy. I mean, aren't most people, like, we have so many labels and terms now, but aren't most people a bit of everything? Like, a lot of people are like, I love Leland and I'm with Leland, but a lot of it has to do with his personality and the fact that we knew each other and we built up a connection. So that's demisexual.
Yeah,
I didn't look at him across the room and was like, I'm going to ride the hell out of him. Like, I mean, that's why I'm in a relationship with him. The people that I looked across the room was like, I'm going to ride the hell out of them. That
looks
fucking...
a very surface. Looks get you through the door.
Yeah, yeah. So looks, we're all demisexuals because we're there for the personality.
Yeah. Looks get you. Have you ever, like, been on a date with somebody who's like gorgeous, but they're just fucking, there's nothing going on? It's like, after a while, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I think guys could go longer with that, just like looks, than women.
Yeah.
But it's after a while, it's like you got to have something, you got to have a give and go here.
I also feel like when the person starts doing stuff, then they become, like, I've dated so many, like, quote unquote, hot guys in New York City just because they love the accent. That's what got, like, in Ireland, I was just like grand or whatever.
Yeah, they don't like this accent.
And then I'm like, okay, yeah.
The girls don't like this accent.
I mean, there is something about, like, whatever is different, people like. But, like, I definitely dated a couple of hot guys and they were hot until they...
open their mouth.
Started doing something weird. Or
hot,
like,
people don't need to learn how to do anything.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just had
a bad
personality.
They're just hot.
But then they physically look, to me, less hot. Or even there's this girl I know and she's like technically gorgeous, okay? Like gorgeous. But then she started doing this weird shady shit to a couple of people and I was just noticing it. You know where you're like, and you're like, oh, that's a little fake. And I kind of
know the girl.
Oh, well, no, I think you're thinking of a different girl. I never really thought that girl was hot. I think you're thinking of a different girl. But this girl... anyway, now when I see her, it's just funny. I know she's technically gorgeous, but because I've seen this behavior,
it's shallow.
She looks really unattractive to
me. Yeah, it's shallow.
Yeah.
I'll tell this story. There's a girl. It was kind of gross. She's like married, but she's like, she wanted to have like a thing. Because I've known her since like back in the day in college.
Yeah.
And she was like, I want to hook up. And I didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought like maybe it was like, she's like getting divorced or something like that.
Yeah.
And then she's very pretty. And she was like, telling me, I was like, no, my husband won't know. He won't find out. And it kind of like turned me off.
Yeah.
I was like, that's gross. You're just cheating on your husband.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh, get away
from
me.
Would you ever cheat?
No, I mean, I have.
Oh,
but
you
like,
have.
Yeah, but that's
no, I have.
No, yeah, I'm back in my 20s days. Yeah, I definitely did.
But you wouldn't cheat now.
No, I'm older now. I think it's just like, really, I'm gonna keep doing this.
It's also
I'm
effort.
The girl.
I mean, but here's the thing: when you cheated, would you cheat and use protection?
I'm not a psychopath.
There's so many psychopaths out there.
Yeah,
who cheat and don't use protection and then go back to their partner.
No, yeah, no, that's what are you playing with fire?
Yeah, right.
That's like that's a risk you can't, because that there's only one way you can get it.
Yeah,
like she can get it from you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah.
No, what do you see? Yeah, that's a weird thing.
Yeah,
to
I
do.
Just no, because I just heard about a guy who is like constantly cheating on his missus, but doesn't use condoms. Cause all the girls are talking about
how
it.
How old is he?
30s.
Or later,
early.
Yeah. Okay. He'll smart up.
I mean, but that's like.
Do I know the guy?
It's yeah, probably.
Oh, I gotta figure this out later. Okay.
It's also like this guy's like a piece of shit, but it's also like you're cheating. That's bad. You have a long-term monogamous partner, and you're bringing around the partner to the workplace. But B, not only you're cheating, you're putting her sexual health. Like if she gets something, that's like that should be considered like a form of
abuse.
Yeah,
I've realized with STDs, way worse for women.
Yeah.
Sexually, it's way worse for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the good part of like multiple orgasms, but like it's.
I mean, but most men don't know how to make it multiple, and most women don't know how to make themselves multiple orgasms. So.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I think you better learn. You guys better learn. But also, it's just like it's mostly like you get the bad parts of it. You get the really one good part, but you get a lot of bad parts with it, which is struggles.
Yeah, no, that's God. Anyway, that just made me think about it when we said cheating. But you cheated when you were younger.
Yeah.
Just like, did they ever find out? Are you okay with him biting you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
He bit the last guest that brought up God.
What?
He bit the last a guest that brought up God. He's not a fan of God.
No. Me and G, whatever his name is, it's the same thing with you. I like it. That hurts a little bit.
Got mantra
no,
stop.
No, we're good. We're good.
Mantra stop.
I did when I was young, because I was like a kid. I didn't know what the hell. I was like, oh, yeah, it's fun to do that. I just want to get girls constantly.
Yeah, it was just more like a fill your ego thing.
Yeah,
I think
when
most people do it, it is. Because like the thing is, if you wanted to have sex with multiple people, you would be open and you would be with someone who's
it's
okay.
It's tough
with that.
To talk to a girl about being open as a guy. It's not easy to be like, hey, I want to be open as the two girls.
Then if you can't talk about it, then you shouldn't cheat. But the thing is, most of the time they don't want their person. They want to be with their person. They don't want them to be with other people.
Yeah.
Stop it, you psycho. And then I'm not saying that to Chris for the listeners. I'm saying that to Madra. But no, because I don't want him to be doing that. Stop, kitty. But that's what I mean. If you're not mature enough to just being enough. But most of the time it is they want their girlfriend to be at home while they're off doing what they want. Just like cake and eat it.
Yeah, of course. You want to be out doing stuff. You want your girl to be there. The thing is with like open relationships, every guy wants an open relationship except he wants to be open.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Not her. It's.
I remember talking to another guy that we also know, and he was like going around and talking on stage about how he's cheating on his missus. This is years ago. And I was like, why don't you just be an open one and let her go off? And then that way, and he was like, no, because I don't want her to.
No, that's the worst thing in the world. It's a lot different when a guy and a girl, like for a guy, it's like the sexual part for a guy is like, no, whatever, I can just do that. But for a guy penetrating you, that's like harder for us to get behind.
Yeah. And he was like, well, I can compartmentalize, which I'm sure women can't. And it's like, there's women that can, you just won't be with your girlfriend.
No.
You just
no,
have
not
to
not
be. But let's see what else.
What other sexual advice can we give on the Shift podcast here? Is this a Patreon episode? What is this?
No, it's a real episode. I just usually
this is
put
a real ep.
I put usually I would never have you just on a Patreon ep. I just put the video on Patreon, but I will be putting all the videos at some point on YouTube. I just have to figure out how to do it. How do I, 30 female, accept the fact that I'm still single at this age and might never have the partner and family I dreamed of? 30
boo
is so young.
Fucking hoo. You're 30 and single. Woo.
You could meet the partner in like at 35, be pregnant by 36 and have a kid.
I'm 35 and I got no hope. So don't worry about it.
Yeah,
Katie's 57.
Dun dun dun. I'm 32.
You're 32. You're old.
No
yeah.
Kids.
You're getting up there, Katie.
Yeah, just this cat.
But you know what though? It's
don't give him your hand because he's gonna keep scratching
you.
I don't want him to do it.
I get it's weirder for women. They think that because obviously you have a biological clock, but a lot of like women I know are still in their 30s and they're single and they're fine with it.
Yeah,
our generation doesn't really care about.
Also, if you're saving money that you're not spending on kids, like this is the thing. Okay, you're 30. Start saving your money to get your eggs frozen at 35, and like I mean, it's expensive. It's 10 grand. And then there's storage fees. But I mean, you would easily spend 10 grand in 5 years on this imaginary kit. So just be putting away what you would be saving if you really want
to. How about this also? Stop trying to find somebody. That's the problem I think a lot of people have. A lot of people want to find somebody. It will happen when it happens. The world will let it come to you. Don't go out there on the dating sites because you're going to try to find somebody you think is great for like a year or two. And all of a sudden, 2 years later, they're not great anymore, and then boom, you're 32, not 30 anymore. So you got to let it happen. I hate people who go out. I hate, but like it bothers me. I want to find somebody, so I'm gonna go out for a relationship. Just let it happen. Go on the apps, but like let it naturally happen. Don't try to force anything.
I also think as well, this person is saying like all of their friend group has already partnered up and is having kids, so they must be in a town where that's like more, like it's a town where. Like not like a city, let's say, because city I feel like people are older when they settle in. And then secondly, so maybe because she said she keeps trying the dating apps, but maybe a make the range bigger for the dating app, get someone out of your state and just travel to see them, and then b not put too much effort into it like you said, but say to your friends like, do you have a brother, do you have a cousin, someone you would want to set me up with? Because and just kind of like get to know someone that maybe you already kind of know. Because right now I think she's probably waiting for Mr. Perfect. Yeah. No one's fucking perfect.
Or change your attitude.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you.
Yeah.
How about that?
It probably is that they're looking
for
someone
perfect. People got to look in the mirror a little more often. I'm sick and tired of people being like, everything happens to me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror and take accountability for yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, maybe I do get bitchy. How about that?
Yeah.
Like, no, I know it's me.
It's true. No, it's true, because it's like, it could be, who are you choosing? Are you choosing toxic men or men who are emotionally unavailable? And if you are, why is that? Why are you only attracted to people who pull away? Because I'm sure there's probably lots of nice guys that are ready to have a relationship, ready to have a family. And what's wrong with them? Why are you not attracted to them? So you got to like ask all these questions and figure out, because, or also give them a chance, get to know them, and don't wait for Mr. Perfect. They don't exist.
No
one is gonna be, it's not gonna be fucking passion all the time, and it's not gonna be everything that you want, like whatever.
It's only in the movies, because it's in the movies, it's not real.
In the movie it ends at when they finally kiss. There's not the fucking 10 years that after.
They don't show the divorce.
They don't show where it's very toxic.
They don't show the guy pays alimony to the wife, which she makes more money than he does. I don't get that. They don't show that stuff.
Recent Christmas movie that's on Netflix, I think it was Netflix or Hulu, but it was like, it was all fun until the end, where he's turned up outside her house telling her to break up with her fiance because I love you. And I'm like, I liked this movie up until then, because that is fucking psychotic that he's outside her parents' home on the phone and she's like, you have to leave. And then eventually she does choose him, but it's like, in what world? Like, they just promote a lot of toxic behavior.
How about you also go to, as the guy, be like, okay, she's taken. You go somewhere else.
How about that?
Be a normal person.
You could be like, oh, because they had this thing where they spent a lot of time together, and he was like, look, I had a great time with you and I know you are. But, you know, if it doesn't work out, like, circle back, because you don't force someone. Don't go to their fucking, you found her family home. You're on the phone with your dog.
Follow her on Instagram like a normal person.
Yeah,
see if the relationship goes awry.
DM her. Yeah.
If it goes awry, you drop a DM.
Yeah, wait a year. They'll be divorced soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Though that is true. You have to look at. I think you're dead right. This person, do the work on yourself first. Because even with Leland,
because I guarantee you, she's 30 and she's like, oh, you know, why can't I find somebody? There's a reason. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why you're not finding somebody.
Also,
how about that?
When you really want a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you give off like a desperation.
Yes.
And people get a bit, because you're just kind of like at the table, like, is this going to be the one? And it's like the first date. You're not like, I think what you said, if you just relax and if it happens, happens, that's when you're giving out an air of more, you attract better people.
I was talking to somebody and she, recently, and she wanted me to like, she kept like subtly mentioning me taking her out. And that like, it literally just was like, oh no, I don't like you.
Yeah.
I was just like, if we talk and if it goes okay, I'll take you out.
Yeah.
But don't keep mentioning me to take you out, because that's like
it came off intense.
It came off desperate.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not in it for that. I don't want.
And just
that
most
at all.
People don't like that energy, because you're like, if you're already giving that energy so early on, like it's just like, yeah, what's it gonna be like down the road? So
yeah, yeah. She kept asking for pie too. I was like, okay, relax, pie. I was like,
why does she want pie?
I think she, you know, she made it a little bigger.
I mean, what? Can you give us a bit of context for this? Was this someone you met on the apps?
No. We talked a while ago, and then
he's a comedian.
No. Regular person.
But how did it come up about pie?
I said I was like, I went. I had a great piece of pie the other day.
Oh,
we're talking about this. She goes, I want that pie.
Oh no, that was just her way of being like, bring me to the pie, take me out. That was
yeah, but I kept that was like bugging me.
Yeah.
Don't keep telling me to take you out. I'm also a psychopath.
Chris has a lot of work to do.
He got a lot of work to do.
After this podcast, he's
gonna. Hey, listen, I'm not going on Reddit and asking why I'm 35 and single. I know why I'm 35
Ooh,
and
so
single.
So this next one from Chris.
Yeah. It's because of me. I got the issues.
Let's see another one. These are fun. Being ghosted really does hurt more than rejection. Just got ghosted and the man does it. And man, does it sting. So many question marks. Is it me? Is it them? Why? Over and over again.
Is this a female?
It doesn't say.
But I guarantee you, she's never been rejected like a guy has been rejected. Like, being rejected to your face, way, way, way worse than actually being ghosted.
I was hanging out with someone a bunch of you, like, and they obviously just saw it as friends. I misread a lot of it as flirty. This was years ago. And I, like, we were at a bar, we were drunk, and I leaned in to kiss them. And you're going to know who it is when I say the voice, but don't say who, don't say for the podcast. Okay. But I leaned in to kiss them, and they just went, no.
I don't know who it is, but I'll think about it after. Oh.
And he's such a sweetheart. We stayed friends afterwards, but I was like, I'm so sorry I read that wrong. And he was like, I just use a friend.
Yeah,
but
that's
a
boring relationship right there with that guy.
Oh.
I mean, what are you going to talk about? The earth?
Yeah, no, he's like, he's just a
great
really,
guy.
I was just really attracted to his, you know, this was like 6 years ago. So I think it was just like, this guy's such a great comedian. But just to let you know, women get rejected to their faces.
I still, it's not as much as guys do.
It's also like, I think the rejection, so this person saying ghosting hurts more than the rejection. I think it's like, because people handle rejection really badly. So sometimes people just ghost them because they're like, okay. But also as well, maybe there were certain things where they're like, no, I'm busy, or no, I can't. And then you keep being like, well, whenever you're free, and you're not like really getting the hint.
Also, the ghosting part is just like, I don't want to have the conversation of like, we're not working out.
Yeah.
I don't want to have that conversation. So it's better just not talk to them.
It also depends on what level of dating. And I think for women, if you go on like a date or two with a guy, you're also afraid to anger them sometimes, especially if the guy seems like a little off. So it's just easier to ghost, and you're thinking safety.
Yeah.
And then for men too, it's kind of like, also, if you say like, oh, I'm not feeling this, I don't want to, it usually follows up with why, and it's like, ugh,
then
I don't
want to talk why.
I mean, men and women, and you don't want to have to be like, okay, I don't like your face.
Yeah, your personality stinks.
Yeah,
change it.
And it's like, you also, especially if it's only been a couple of dates, it's not my job to teach you how to behave. Oh, you were like rude to this, like, and now I'm getting into a fight with you because you're obviously going to get a fight and I don't know you. There was one guy once that I was just like, hey, I'm not feeling that. We did a few dates and I was like, hey, I'm not feeling this, but best of luck with everything. And then they were like, why? And I was like, oh, I just, it's not. And I kept being like, making up the, you know, I don't want. And he kept being like, I don't understand. But we got on so well. And he kept, and I had to message him and be like, please don't make me really tell you why I don't like you. Well, he was really boring. At one point, he asked me what my favorite color was, and that was on day four. But I really just thought I was trying to like change my brain and date nice guys. So I thought like maybe boring was nice.
Oh, boring stinks.
I know.
It's the worst, right?
And he was.
Why do you think fucking rock stars are those guys that get the most chicks in the world? Because they're awesome.
And toxic is entertaining, which is bad, and it's addictive. Like, there's something about, you know, that thrill of being, like, in it, which is awful, and you feel terrible, but there is highs and lows to toxic, so it's really bad, but he was also really, really bad at sex.
You didn't get the sex part from the board? What is your favorite color? If you're asking what's your favorite color on a date, let's just chalk it up to a loss. Let's just go our separate ways.
And he kept calling me Kaylee, but my name is Katie.
Kaylee? He couldn't get the name right?
I have a bit about him on stage, and it's in my special, and I keep thinking I should cut it out because I'm nervous he's going to...
Don't worry. He wrote you a boring letter.
I know, but it's really specific. It's like kind of talks about his bits. But then I was thinking he's probably never going to know it's him because he was so, like, deluded in himself. Like, in his... He really just was, like, thought he was a lot better than he is, and then secondly he kept calling me Kaylee, so I don't think he'll ever see it and make the connection.
I doubt that,
but it's still scary. You're like,
he was googling you, Kaylee Boyle comedian.
Yeah. And it was years ago. This was like 4 years ago, so I had to block him and everything because
he went stage five clinger.
He started like commenting on my tweets then, like, because I posted a tweet of like maybe a week later, and I wasn't even thinking. I was just like, you know, this is at the point where I was like, oh, anything funny put on stage, not like save that and do that a few months later when this person isn't like really feeling things. So I just posted a tweet that said something like, oh, when a guy asks you your favorite color but is surprised you don't want to date them again, or something stupid like that, and then he wrote underneath it, but you told me blue or something.
Oh,
like,
my
it was
God.
Like so embarrassing.
This guy's following you still?
No,
psycho.
I blocked him. I blocked him.
Oh, you had to mute him.
I had to block him, and I had to text him, and then he texted me going, blocking, that's a bit low, and I text back being like, we only had 4 dates, and that joke was just like, it wasn't meant to be personal. I should have saved it for future, but I am going to block you on this now as well, just so you know. There's no point texting back. But yeah, I can't. This is like, I can't have you commenting on, we didn't date. We just had a few dates.
I mean, it must have been a good 4 dates for him.
I know.
I mean, you must have crushed it in the dates.
Well, because the 4th date was like hanging out with his guy friends, and they're all bro-y. And I think I fucking killed it with them. So they were all like, dude, she's fucking cool. I was doing shots with them. I was dancing with them. I was the only girl. And they're real like lads. They're like, bro. And they were like, dude, she's fucking great. So I think he was like, put my guy friends like you. And you're like, and I'm like, yeah, I had more friends. I had
this
more fun with
this
them.
This is a good accent you got going on here.
Okay, let's see.
Some people just stink and they can't get it.
Modern,
I stink. Let's go.
Yeah. That also, if someone ghosts you, like, good. Who cares? They're not worth it. Fuck off. Modern dating is hard, and you are allowed to struggle without anything being inherently wrong with you. Oops, that's the next one. It's like they just wrote this for us. They're like, and Chris, are you listening?
Yeah,
this was the next one. Long post warning.
Do you think you're always sometimes you're in the Truman Show? Right.
Definitely.
Now I do.
This is Matrix. This is just all about how they're saying self-improvement is important, but they're basically just saying modern dating is still a struggle.
You know what also a problem with people is, and listen, listen to me, because I got everything figured out. with people is it can't be alone.
Yeah.
Nothing bugs me more than like getting out of a relationship and then just jumping into another one. Be alone for a little bit.
Yeah,
look at yourself
I was like
and
that.
Go, okay, let's what's going on? Like, I just got a relationship 2 months ago. I haven't dated anybody since.
Yeah.
I'm not going to date. I don't want... I went on the apps for literally 35 minutes. Like, I'm not doing this.
No, that's really healthy. I did the opposite. I was in relationships since I was 15.
Be alone.
I mean,
Katie.
I'm with the love of my life. Okay?
Be alone, okay?
We have a rent-controlled apartment, so I'm never being alone again.
Yeah, you guys are locked in for a while.
Yeah. But I mean, that I will say, I was always in relationships and I was always looking. And then the first time that I was like, you know what, I'm going to be slut this summer. I'm going to have fun. I'm fucking done with this. And I was really enjoying time by myself. That's when I actually started dating Leland.
Mm-hmm. See,
I was
the
like,
universe.
Fuck. But I also started therapy, and I was in therapy, and the therapist is always saying, like, run to the self and spend time with yourself. And I was using guys or friends or being sociable as an excuse not to sit with my own thoughts, because I would overthink and have intrusive thoughts. And since being in therapy, like, Leland will go away for like a whole weekend, and it's the first relationship where I'm like, yeah, like, yeah, of course I miss you, but also I'm fine. Like, I'm really happy to, like, do a weekend by myself, and when he comes home, tell him all about it. Or, like, with my friends, I have no FOMO not going to things. Like, I'll go, like, the Irish group might do something, but if I'm tired from shows, whereas, like, maybe 2 years ago, I'd be like, oh my God, I gotta go. Whereas now I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna, I'll pop in and say hi, but I have to go home because I need to, like, rest and just, I've been, like, doing shows all night. I need to spend time with myself. Like, I love spending time alone
now. It's
the best. But that, again, it was self-improvement, going to therapy and being like, because if you're not spending time alone, it's like, what are you running from? And it's your thoughts in your head, and you're replacing whatever you don't want to deal with like arguments or like drama or whatever.
Well, also, now it's like easy to find people. It's with online dating, it's so easy to like, oh, I'll go date with this person. It's so easy to do that. It's not easy to be alone. It's kind of hard to just be by yourself.
Being alone is so nice, and having your thoughts, like when you...
Sometimes it does get lonely.
Yeah, but I also as well, it's like if you're a creative person, when you're constantly not... When you're not able to just sit down and think, or you're constantly around people and having people's voice in your head, and you get drained. But if you're creative and you give yourself that alone time, that's when you really think, and you're like, oh, I want to do this. Or you're like recharging.
Yes.
You need to recharge. And just,
you got
to
recharge, people, okay?
Be alone. Watch a series. Get a cat. Being alone with a cat is
so good.
Let
me say, getting a dog is great.
Yeah.
Except they don't talk back. That's the only problem. I wish he would talk back to me just a little bit. Just to be like...
Madra says meow.
Well, Seaver does bark at times, but like a couple times I'm like talking to him, like, right, buddy? And then he just looks at me, like, moves his head back and forth. But I'm like, I wish he'd just be like, talk to me, bro.
Yeah. Well, Leland was away. I'm such a scaredy cat. And I'm glad, I was like saying, I'm glad I have the cat, because I do get a little spooked in the apartment. And there's like a wind that comes through, so it makes the curtains kind of billow. I can even see it a little bit now, but the other night they were really billowing because it was really windy. And
you're Irish Catholic, you must have, there was a ghost in here
100%. And I'm up against the wall like this, but the cat was up against the wall like this with me. I was like, you're not two fucking scaredy cats, he's not gonna protect
you, must
me
have been like, oh,
and then
yes,
he's looking at something. I'm like, he can fucking see the ghost that I can't see.
Yeah, I've a couple times Heber's done that too. Last night he was barking at the window, and I go, is it, What's he saying? Is it my dead grandmother? Is that what's going on right now? Is BJ in here?
What is BJ saying? Is it because I fell asleep at the funeral? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Grandma. I'm sorry. Oh, 100 times. Yo, how about, you see, Seba will sometimes bark at the air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, something's in here. Something's in here right now. I don't really believe in ghosts, but like, I believe that they're around.
Oh, here, he'll chase the air. And I'm like, he's chasing something. Or so we'll be sitting here, and then he'll look over to look in the kitchen, and I'm like, fuck, someone's broken. And then I look over, there's nothing there, but he's looking at me like, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's a ghost.
Yeah, but I have like little cousins, and they sometimes they'll just speak into the air.
Oh, they see,
like,
ghosts, yeah.
They see my relatives. They're in here right now.
Oh, I saw, did you see that TikTok where they're doing AI manga? Is that how you say it? Manga?
I don't know.
And they're turning you into like manga characters?
MAGA?
Manga, like
Donald Trump MAGA?
No, like Asian art.
Oh, yes. I've seen that.
I was afraid to say that because I was like, is that correct? Asian art, right?
Yeah, you could say Asian. Yeah, you could say Asian's okay. They haven't canceled Asian yet. I love.
No, I just wasn't sure if that's where it was from.
I go. I love saying to big people, like, if I'm hosting a show in New York or something like that, I love going, like, if there's an Asian person, I go, what part of Asia are you from? Because the crowd's like, is that allowed? Is it okay? Is it okay? I'm like,
what part of the world are you from?
I usually say, what part of the enemy are you?
The enemy.
Kidding. Come on.
That's funny. No. Wait. So this one girl did it in like a nursing home to see if there was ghosts. And so it turns the whole room into like a cartoon, and there was like two rooms that had had old people characters in it, but it was just
really
AI. Yeah, that's scary.
In Ireland, big ghost people in Ireland, huh?
Yeah.
You guys, that Irish guilt. Oh, it's tough.
Yeah, if the clock turns off, if the clock dies, that means someone's gonna die at that time.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And the banshee is like just like a screaming ghost, and if you see her, you know what's crazy about that? Well, firstly, it's probably just, you know, when you hear cats screaming outside, that's kind of what sounds like the banshee noise. That's probably what they heard, like, when they were being so superstitious. But then again, there's a documentary on Netflix called Sophie, A Murder West Cork. And it's about a true murder in West Cork. It was one of the first, like, murders there. This is only like maybe 20 years ago, but
the first murder was 20 years ago?
Because it was a small town. They never had like a murder where they needed like like there, it was like the TV, and because everybody knew each other, not like this, not like a rape murder type of a stranger. Okay. Not like I got drunk and punched them in the face and they fell over and died, or like a proper
Irish,
like planned,
like an Irish Saturday night. You punch a guy in the face and someone dies.
We don't even call that murder. That's
That's Tommy O'Flanagan. He couldn't handle his Guinness.
So, but this woman was from France and she got in a place in West Cork and she'd come and visit in the summers. And anyway, she got like raped and murdered. And but in the documentary, a friend said, right before it happened, she told me that she was down near the old castle and she saw what she explained to be a banshee. And then they just never mentioned that in the documentary again. It's three episodes where they just talk about the murder, how the forensic was fucked up, how the guy who was doing it was doing all this shit. And they just never... And I'm like, why aren't we doing an episode about the banshee?
The banshee.
She saw the banshee before. The banshee is like a warning. Someone's going to die or you're going to die.
And you believe this?
I mean, if I see it, I'm going home and I'm sitting in the house. I'm not touching anything.
Oh, boy.
And I'll be calling my boyfriend and be like, get home. I'd be like, don't be walking on the yellow lines in the subway.
Yeah, my grandma was off the boat. Not off the boat. She moved here when she was like five or something like that from Ireland. So she's deep into like the ghost
Your
shit.
Grandma's from Ireland?
Yeah, my grandma's from
Kerry. I thought you were full of time. Oh my God, you're like Irish then. Yeah, you can say that. Because when people hear like I'm Irish, but then it's like fifth or sixth generation, I'm like, oh, it's a long time ago. But when someone's like, my granny's Irish, I'm like, oh no, you grew up with you heard the real
oh,
the
I shit. Just used to sing me the Irish lullabies.
Wow, where's the Italian come from?
That's my dad.
Irish and Italian, that's a mix.
That's a New York mix.
Yeah,
that's Irish and Italian is a New York mix. So my dad's 100% Italian, my mom is Irish and Greek.
Yeah, that's why you're loud.
Yeah.
That's like,
am I loud? I'm loud.
But it's okay. It's fun loud. It's not intense loud.
Yeah. Well,
I feel
intense.
Like the Irish here are kind of loud and the Italians are very loud.
So I grew up in like Maspeth is a very Irish. Mm. I grew up in Middle Village, but Maspeth's the next town over.
Yeah.
And that's a very Irish kind of area.
Yeah.
And like,
because any Irish American I meet, they're pretty. It's funny because I would find Americans loud. I wouldn't find Irish in Ireland loud, but Irish Americans, they always seem to be an octave higher for whatever. And Americans in general are like two octaves higher. You guys are kind of loud.
So we got to battle each other out.
I think because you're like shouting at each other. Yeah, and because it's funny because like I'll meet Irish Americans, and for a second I'm like, are they shouting at me? And I'm like, oh no, that's just how they speak. But maybe it's like a Queens thing or like a New York.
It's
got to
be a New York because like
maybe it's just a New Yorker thing.
It's weird too, like
because there's so many people you gotta shout over.
Like my family, like Christmas is all the time. Like, and it's so fucking loud.
Yeah,
it's just constantly being battling with each other.
Yeah,
and my ex, like she was, they're from like she's Protestant from Long Island. Quiet people.
Yeah, Leland's president from Arizona, like, is so quiet.
I can't live like that. I got.
Yeah, maybe it's a Catholic thing, and maybe it just got amplified over here because you got to speak over the sirens, the noise of the city.
Yeah.
So you're already. So then you come to Ireland. There's no noise, and you're like, hello, and we're like, whoa.
You're constantly yelling here for everything.
Yeah.
For
so that's
every
probably
little
it.
Thing. You're never not quiet. Like there's never peace.
And Catholics are big families, so even big families back home, you're always cutting each other off, speaking over each other. So now I'm trying to think, if you put those families here where there's already
now,
such
like,
a loud city,
your family, if they came here, can they fit in? Like they're loud or not? Like
no.
Your dad came over, he's quiet.
They're like funny and they're like they are really witty, but they're not loud. No my dad's
no?
not loud. No, my brothers and sisters aren't loud. Like they'll cut each other off and stuff like that, but it's not like here. It's not where you're like, if they're shouting, it's because they're mad. Whereas here, you shout just to say, like, just to be heard.
It's just a part. It's weird. Like, but people like ask me, like, I can't. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I've never lived anywhere else, so I'm always just. It's because you. First of all, anyone can cut you off at any time for anything.
Yeah.
If you're boring, you're not bringing something to the table, someone's got a better story.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's the way it is back home too. Like, and I feel like that's why it makes people very witty. But it's still not shouting. You'll just get interrupted. And definitely with my brothers and sisters, we would interrupt each other sometimes. Probably not me because I'm older. But like there is times where it gets like a little like people's stories are trying to get heard. But yeah, you got to be quick. Like even with, he's about to turn down the volume on this. He's literally a little like, he's the worst producer ever. But with my dad, if you don't say the story in as little words as possible, he doesn't like, he can't pay attention sometimes. So I feel like that helped me with comedy over here, because I'm always like editing my words. But I used to be a bit more long-winded.
Yeah, there can't be a long-winded story.
No, not in a big family, because you won't get hurt. They haven't got the parents, and I don't blame them. They haven't got the capacity for it, because they've listened to four of the kids, and you're the fifth kid coming in with something. Even though I'm an adult, they're like, I can't. Three words or less.
Yeah.
Or they just turn. I see my dad turn off in conversations, and I'll just stop talking, and I'll wait till he's back. But he goes to a different place. He goes to a safe place.
It's so funny. My parents were over my house last night watching like the football game, and literally they don't know how to live without arguing.
Okay. I've that's their love language.
to the point I was like, just shut up, both of you. Like they can't. It's so loud constantly because should we go get in there? I heard you. And like, they argue about that. And it's like constantly. It's like, you guys got to shut up a little bit.
That's that generation, though. Like, our generation are definitely going to be a lot more sensitive for the next generation, but also a lot better at communicating and just being like, hey, this is what I need, and this is what.
You know what our generation does crush? Therapy.
Yeah.
We crush. Like, I've been to therapy the last 10 years, and my parents never heard of it. They thought therapy was weakness.
Oh, yeah. I told them, like, you know, I've said to my dad to go to therapy, and he's like, oh no, I don't need therapy. I just like lock it up and move on. And
you
could just go to therapy.
You throw it in there, lock it up.
You could just actually talk about it and move on. But my favorite thing about therapy is you always can tell when someone's not going to therapy, or if maybe they need to double up on their therapy sessions, because they're like, they're just talking about the same things over and over again. Which was great about therapy is you can go talk about your problems, and then with your friends, just talk about like real stuff. You know, you don't need to dump on people. So also, when I talk about it in therapy for like 45 minutes a week, I'm so sick of whatever was annoying me that I don't even want to bother Leland or my friends about it. Because I'm like, I don't even want to hear it again.
You know what's funny about our generation? If you're not in therapy, you're a weirdo.
Yeah, especially over here. Not in Ireland, I'd say. Ireland's like coming to it. But again, I don't live there, so I'm just taking from what people have told me. But I would say it's way more here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever spoke to somebody that's like never been to, like, my ex was never, like, I got her into therapy. I was like, you need to see a therapist. You gotta like talk this shit out a little bit. And then you can, she's like, oh, she finally went into this. She felt a lot better. And then she broke up with me. So
I know. Stop. I was just about to say that Leland's never been to therapy, and I want him to go. But I'm also like, will he break up with me after?
You also got a rent stabilized apartment here, so you might.
Yeah, I don't
want to
risk that. Yeah. I don't want him coming back with some therapy jargon.
Tell me, like, therapy, they're all hacks. You know, they try to fix you. They can't fix you.
I think it would be good, because I think for all men, like all men who exist now, never were taught how to express their feelings, because you guys grew up with fathers who definitely couldn't communicate. So you're like already behind women in a way. Like we learned how to use our feelings because we weren't using our fists, where you guys were like punch, punch, punch. Do you know, in general, like I'm totally.
Oh, my dad can't. He has to argue.
Yeah.
But to solve a problem, he has to argue it out. Like if I go to him and say something to him, he's going to argue with me.
They get defensive.
Yeah, defensive right
away.
And
it's like, already we're not able to have a conversation. So I think all men should go to therapy, because it would be great how to express your feelings for sure. But it's just funny because you have to go to therapy and then not weaponize it. I hate when people weaponize therapy, where they're like, I had a situation where someone was like, a guy I dated a long time ago, but it was like, I'm not gonna gaslight you here, and then like gaslit me, and I'm like, oh, so you know the phrases, you're just gonna this isn't gaslighting, but that didn't really happen or whatever, and you're like, oh, I can't even explain why I'm annoyed, because now you've already used all the jargon against me.
How about the people that when they go to they've been in therapy so long, they start treating you, they start diagnosing you about your therapy, what you need to do.
Yeah.
It's like,
do you
sorry.
Think you've unresolved.
Yeah, sorry,
pizza
you've been in therapy for 15 years and it's not working.
Yeah.
You can't let that go.
Yeah,
you
or people who are in therapy and it's not working for them, and then they start telling you what their therapist said is wrong and asking you for advice. And I'm like, bitch, if you don't take your therapist's advice, you think I'm qualified to give you better advice than the therapist?
Yeah, they're the one that actually hates you. This. Yeah.
I hate that. Yeah.
It is the, don't tell, like, I know what my problem, I know when I go to therapy, I let this therapist, she's like, what do you think's wrong with you? I go, well, I know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I told her everything that was wrong with me. I go, I just need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
I gotta talk this out a little bit.
You have to go in there and go, because the problem is, I think a lot of people go, oh no, I'm in therapy, but they're not saying what they're really doing. You know, like someone did something where I was like, no, I can't, this is expecting too much from me. And they were like, well, my therapist, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, you're definitely not telling your therapist what you're doing. Because if you were telling your therapist what you're really doing, they'd be kind of like, yeah, you need a lot of help.
Do you lie in therapy?
No, I tell her straight up, because I did from the start, and I was kind of like focused. Like, I was worried when I was going to say all the things that went through my head. Was she going to be like, you're crazy? But she wasn't. She was like, yeah, these are things we can work on, and it's things that I've really worked on. So like, you have to go in and be like, you're not perfect. That's why no one's perfect. But be like, sometimes I feel this, or sometimes I'm insecure. But like, talk about your insecurities, your jealousies, all those things, and then you get to find the root, and then you get to
also
be free.
If you think that you're like your therapy, like what you say to your therapist is like the worst thing, it ain't. There's a lot of people in there with way bigger problems, and they're the ones.
You're worrying about that. You sometimes feel jealous or insecure, and there's someone going in and be like, yeah, I want to chop off my mother's head and fuck her, you know?
Yeah. I want to fuck her dead skull.
Yeah. You're fine. And if you are listening this and that is you, maybe triple up on the therapy sessions.
Yeah, go to therapy. Or chop that bitch's head off. No. I don't know. No, we're not doing that. Sorry. Wrong advice for that one.
Or as every single comedian is saying now, you could do it and you'll finally get a Netflix special. I've seen 5 comedians do that in the space of 2 weeks that, oh, I should just go kill someone and I'll finally get a special.
I mean, you will get a documentary about you.
Yeah.
I want a special. I don't want a documentary. Big difference between documentary and special. Yeah, I don't want the opening scene to be my stand up and then cut to he was a good person. Yeah. And something just happened inside of him. Yeah. Why do white women love serial killer murders? It's like, why do they love that shit?
I don't know. I don't feel like... I feel like different to white American women sometimes. Also, different white American women are different than other white American women. So it really depends. But I think there is maybe a class that of women, not just white, but who maybe like didn't have childhood trauma or grew up with money and nothing's ever really happened, so it's kind of thrilling. But sometimes I don't listen to a lot of it and I don't watch a lot of it. I'll watch the odd one, but it really scares me because I'm like, I don't know. I'll be walking down the street like getting freaked out because I'm kind of like, I'm not above being murdered.
You know what scares me the most with documentaries? The documentaries that happen in New York City, but the serial killer ones.
Yeah, I can't.
Because
the other ones,
I'm like, oh, they're in fucking Wisconsin.
I'm never gonna get
killed there. Don't worry about that. But the ones that happen, like, because there's a couple like the Times Square murderer back in the 70s. That was scary. I also wasn't a prostitute. But well, like that was, but that's like, that's a cabin. If it happens in the city, I'm like, wow.
There's a murder case right now, and I don't know why they're not. And that's the thing where it's like, why do they prioritize certain things? It is an Irish woman. Now, she's first generation Irish, but her father's from Ireland, and they've done a thing where they're putting out a money plea for information because it only seems to be in the Irish media. I haven't seen it in any, and when I type it in, it's only Irish newspaper
outlets
coming out.
Because a white Irish woman not selling tickets.
But that's the thing, they always say white women. Come on, she's white.
you ain't selling tickets with that. You gotta have a flair. You gotta.
It's really sad because
it's terrible. But
it's also scary because by them not talking about it more, you're actually putting at risk all women right now.
Yeah.
Because this currently happened in Astoria in New York City, and this girl also, by the way, like, you know, was like, I think she was a singer, fucking stunning girl, literally gorgeous red hair.
They're shocked if she's beautiful and
stunning.
She's, and like, she's not getting picked up by the
press.
It's
very strange. And it was really sad because I guess it was like 3 a.m. she texted her father saying, help, my battery's about to die. So something very cryptic, like help, about to die. So maybe it was like just something happened, or maybe someone was following her and she took out her phone like that. And then they have on CCTV footage a couple of days later, someone with a mask on wheeling a like shopping trolley, and there's like a leg popping out of it. And then when they went down,
no one saw this leg.
It was her body. Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
So there is like a murderer. She was murdered, and there's a murderer in fucking Astoria.
Well, good thing you got out.
I know. I'm in Chelsea. Don't come for me. But like that should be warning everywhere. Like, heads up, there's a fucking murderer going around.
Yeah, that's. But I live in Astoria. I know nothing about this.
Yeah, and you would think, I'm
also
sorry,
the murderer, so
yeah,
watch
okay.
out. Yeah,
oh
yeah.
No. You would think a story is pretty safe walking around. I always thought a story was safe until I downloaded Citizen app, and every 2 minutes it was like someone shot 5 feet from you, and I'm like,
there's
fuck.
Always people fighting. There's yeah. always people fighting. And
knife
also,
scene. Yeah.
There's also someone wielding a sickle.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Someone's wielding a sickle.
A sickle. What are they in the middle age trying to get crops? Or yeah. are they the Grim Reaper?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a sickle?
That's a sickle is the one that's like a circular kind of thing.
That's terrifying. No, yeah. I can't. I get so scared. I don't know how people... Yeah, I don't know. I think there's... Yeah. Because at least with horror movies, it's fake. With true crime, it's real. My dad would tell me about how all these women go missing in the 90s when I was younger. And I was just fucking... My whole teens just
yeah,
traumatized.
The glory days for serial killers have passed. There's too much to get caught.
Yeah.
If you're a serial killer. The glory days were probably the 70s and 80s.
I'd say it's easy to do it if you're just...
No, I don't think... I mean, if you are trying to murder prostitutes and runaways, yeah, I'm sure you could still probably do that. I feel bad. That's always like a...
It's really sad.
Those are always the ones that are targeted the most.
I know. It's just easy, and it's really sad.
It's just easy to do.
And there's no connection. There's no, like, it's not someone you've... Yeah, there's no, like...
Like, if
no
you go missing, Levin's going to be like, she's at home.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Yeah.
Something like that. But I think the glory days of serial killing is over, which is not...
Yeah, so stop serial killing.
Which just means this, that Netflix is running out of documentaries.
So start doing specials again.
Yeah. Nah, they make so much more money on the documentaries.
Yeah.
Because they also space it out.
They don't pay a lot for comedy specials.
No, why would they? Everyone's begging. You have five comics going, I wish I had a special. Yeah, everyone's begging for it.
Well, on that happy note, where can people follow you?
Oh, just follow me on the Instagrams at Chris Scopo on all social media. Go to my YouTube channel. I need people on the YouTube, so subscribe to the YouTube channel. I hope this was fun.
This was so... I had a great time. Thank you so much.
You're not bored out of your mind here talking about serial killers.
No, I just was like, we're coming up to an hour, so we better round it off. But
your cat did cut me, so I will be suing you guys.
I'm so sorry. So. This is really bad. This is the second guest. But he's just playing.
No, he's fine.
And he won't be in because I'm going to be doing a studio soon enough, so he won't be in the studio.
You hear that, Shift Podcast listeners? Studio.
I know. So please tell your friends, because when I go into the studio, it won't be as much as what I make in the ads. So please share, rate, review. If you want to watch the video early, I know I'm just going to Irish guilt them all. But I appreciate you being here.
My grandma would do that.
I know.
She would Irish guilt.
Just natural. When I was first dating Leland, he was like, stop guilting me. And I was like, what? I'm not guilting you. But then when he explained it, I was like, oh, that's just how we talk in Ireland. That's not like.
Dude, one time my grandma called me. She's like, can you get me this? I'm like, grandma, I can't. I'm going to be late. She wanted like food. Yeah. She's like, can you get me food? And I'm like, I'm going to be late, grandma. She's like, okay, I guess I won't eat today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
oh, it's
like,
just.
You fucking bitch.
I know. I wouldn't do that. And I definitely think what he thought was guilting was not that level. But I hate that level. I hate that level. You know when people say, when they do something like as well, they're like, oh, you know, like trying to be nice. Like, I got you this. I was just waiting for... I'm trying to explain, give not a specific example, but an example where it's just so obviously guilting you in the like... in the message, like when they do something nice for you, but they also put in a thing that makes you feel guilty that they're doing something nice.
Yeah.
Like
I'm gonna pick you up a jacket. So it's I mean, it's gonna waste an hour and a half of my life, but I'm gonna pick it up for you.
Yeah,
something
it's like
that.
Okay, fuck off. I don't want the fucking jacket now. Yeah, so I hate all of that. I'm trying to think what Leland said to me was guilting him. Oh yeah, I was like sick once, and I was like,
"He'd be like, Dawn, I don't want to move in with you."
No, it was like when we were first dating, and I was like sick, and I wanted him to come over, but instead of being like, "I just want you to come over and take care of me," I was just like, "Oh, I'm just like really sad you didn't think to come over and take care of me." And then he was like, "Well, now I feel guilty," and I was like,
"Exactly,
yeah,
that's exactly."
So now where it's like now, but then it's also like, yeah, I was like also
that's
learning
also
how to
being,
communicate.
It's also being a woman.
Yeah,
you know. Also,
I wouldn't do that now though. I'd be like, "Take care of me."
Also, I've realized they don't like when you're too honest with them. Mm-hmm. Like I used to, I argue and stuff. I'd be like, she'd be mad at me, but she wouldn't tell me why.
Yeah,
like what are we doing here? Tell me why you're mad at me.
Yeah,
stop.
I know. I tell Leland all the time.
Stop being a child. And then if you want to say child, I don't like that at all.
No, I'd the opposite. I would tell Leland exactly every time I'm mad and what it's about. And he was like, Jesus. So there was also things where I had to learn to like maybe just think about it in my head. But no, like I will. Because even recently I was sick. But I thought he was going to New York Comedy Club. So I was like I didn't even say anything because I didn't want to. But then when I heard that he wasn't, he was doing something else. When he came back, I was like, yeah, I would have liked, but I didn't express that. And he was like, yeah, I didn't even think I was doing, but next time let me know. So we're at that point now where it's like, I should, you know, we're not having massive arguments out of it, but we're able to like really say where we're coming from and our perspective, perspective, you know, because it's
just
like,
because you're from Ireland doesn't mean the words are different, you know, over there.
They are actually aluminium. But yeah, just now, like we never have big arguments. It's just like, yeah, I was like feeling this way, but and then he's like, yeah, oh my god, that's not even, I was thinking this, and you're like, oh yeah, cool, like it is. And it's been like that for a few months, which is like, I mean, way before we lived in together, but the first 6 months was like figuring all that out, having arguments to figure out how to communicate to each other.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah, but yeah, I wouldn't, I know, I hate that. I hate when someone's like, I'm mad, I'm not going to tell you, then fuck off, get out of here.
Yeah, I can't do this. I'm in my 30s. No. I'm an adult here.
I'm with you on that. And if you can't, like Leland will say sometimes if he's like feeling something, he'll find it hard to express. So he just takes time to think about it. But he's not like, he's like, oh, I just need to think about this. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, cool. So at least I know, if that makes sense. But he's not like fighting with me and not telling me why. That's ridiculous.
The passive aggressive thing is probably the worst thing.
I'm like, just tell me.
Stop being passive aggressive. If you're in a relationship, just tell them. Because you know what? If you just tell them and they don't like it, it's not going to work out.
It's also like, no one knows. Like when you like the love language things, no one knows. Like when I was doing my special, Leland was great. He like got me food and he was like taking care of everything. But what I wanted was a card and balloons. But he didn't know that because I didn't actually want balloons. I wanted a card. I don't know. He ended up getting balloons. But I wanted a card just because something to like, it was like the first special and I don't have anybody else who really cares about it. Like, do you know what I mean? My parents don't, I don't talk to my mother. My dad really, I don't even think he knows what a special means. I think that's like,
they're old.
That's like an offensive word back home in Ireland.
Really special?
Like, oh, you're special. So he's like, you're doing a special. But no, like they just don't know. So it's like, you know, I just want someone to be like, and he had been in his way. He's like, but I bought you food. And I'm like, oh yeah. So when he's saying that, I'm like, oh yeah. But then
it's never enough for women. You gotta have more.
No,
he bought you food and he's being nice to you and you go, I just wanted a card.
No,
what about the food?
Listen to me. So then my point is that I say, but I still would like a card. And he went out and got me one and I had a card. And it's like, okay, great. Thank you. So you can just tell people what you want.
I didn't hold it
against him.
Yeah, does it make you feel worse? You had to tell him?
When we first started dating, yeah. But
no,
now
you had to tell him to get you a card.
When we first started dating, I would be annoyed with I would have to tell. But then I realized that you just have to tell and then they do it and then you're happy, so it's better to just you know, just tell people what you want.
Yeah,
because I think women, we sometimes, and this is generalizing, we do get frustrated that we have to teach you a lot. But my therapist,
I don't say teach you a lot,
there is things we have to teach.
No.
I mean, there is things,
it's a give and take here, it's not a teaching
atmosphere. No,
we're getting into it.
Okay,
now let's get into
there
it.
Is teaching, because let's say a lot of the time it's more women who are in therapy, so then they come back and they're giving therapy for their
okay how about this
well.
Though I have to teach you to not be annoying at times. How about that?
No, you're getting that? Defensive
when you're when I'm watching,
you're
when
turning
I'm
into your father.
When I'm watching a game and you keep constantly asking questions or something like that, I'm teaching you to shut the fuck up at that point in time. How about that? If I said that to you, if I was like, hey, I have to teach you to shut the fuck up because the Giants are playing.
I'm not, no,
you would lose your mind.
I didn't say that's mind. What we do. That we
you
don't
just
go,
said I had to teach them.
No, yeah, there is. You're sorry. Let me. But you keep interrupting me. Let me explain. Let me teach you how to listen. No, wait. Seriously, there is elements where you do feel like, and women will talk about this a lot, where it's like, just it happens that you do have to teach men some things.
Okay, but we're not in school here. What are you teaching me? How about whatever you're teaching me, I think you're
okay,
wrong.
Okay, how to express yourself.
I know how to express myself.
Okay, you clearly, but not everybody. And maybe you had to express a little less.
Yeah, you're saying teach, we have to teach men this? Like, there are things that I want to teach women, but if I said I have to teach women to do this, you guys would lose your mind and you go, you don't teach me anything, I'm my own woman, blah, 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 blah. So why is it okay for you to teach me, but I can't teach you?
Well, why is it okay for a woman to go to therapy? And this happens in a lot of relationships because men just traditionally, and you go to therapy, so you're different, but you're also a comedian, so you're more self-aware. A lot of men won't go to therapy. So you're going to therapy and then you're coming back and being like, oh, this means this and this means that. So you are teaching what you've learned in therapy.
Because we're proud that we're actually helping ourselves and we want to show you that we're helping ourselves. So we can't just go in there and be like, I learned this and then this. We go, this is what I learned. I'm going to tell you what I learned.
Yeah, but
it's not teaching.
But if you were, it is teaching. And there's nothing. Why is this word teaching so upsetting to you?
Because I am getting upset at this. Because I've been taught a few times in my life, and I don't like it.
But with your partner who didn't go to therapy, and she clearly wasn't communicating, and she was like being mad with you without telling. There was plenty of times where you probably had to say, like, "Look, this is you. I don't read your mind, and you're using what you learned in therapy to teach her, like, hey, you just need to express yourself, and you have to take that patience." So you were teaching her.
Yeah, but I wasn't telling her. I was teaching her.
I'm not telling. Okay.
You just said you have to teach men.
Yeah. Wait, but you're doing that. Why don't you just say that? You were teaching your partner.
I wasn't. I was like,
you were,
hey,
taking
I was
emotionally,
like, I go,
the
hey,
emotional
I think
labor.
You, I wasn't. I go, hey, I think you need to open up and go to therapy. I wasn't telling her this is what you have to do. I was like,
but
hey,
you
got
to
start expressing yourself a little more.
Yeah, and then, you know what's fun about that is, as a traditional man, you didn't take on the therapy. And unfortunately, women do take on the therapy. They end up being therapists for a lot of their partners. So they are still teaching them.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't take on that load. They should be like, you have to go to therapy, and that's foot down. But a lot of the time, because women are more they're brought up to be more nurturing. They're brought up to be. If you look up women in most folklore in the world, they are teachers. That's what they're known as.
I'd say nurturers more than teachers.
For God's sake, we have to end this podcast.
And what happens when she went to therapy? She ended us. So don't worry. So don't
Were
go to
you
therapy.
Out of the frame the whole time?
No. Good. I just was there.
Okay, everybody, follow Chris and. Yeah, keep teaching your partner, teaching the men. Mm-hmm. You're so upset.
God forbid if we taught them how to be quiet during times.
Okay.
You're the best.
Bye, love yous.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.